Carstairs, the newly elected president of the Carstairs and Community Chamber of Commerce, says support from local and area residents will be key to the success of the town's business community in 2025. The vice president of the Chamber of Commerce in 2024, Brian Smith, was elected president at the organization's annual general meeting on January 6. He is the owner of Second Set Consulting, as well as the co-owner with his wife Jennifer of Be Thrifty Store. As everywhere, Smith says competition from online companies remains a challenge for local businesses. "We are all trying to keep relevant," Smith told the Alberton. "We want to keep all businesses competitive. It is quite a competitive landscape with all the online stuff, so we are trying to make sure that we all stay in business. Small businesses need people's support." The organization plans to continue to host community activities in 2025 in support of the local business community, he said. In the past, those activities have included the annual trade show, concerts, hosting the Beef and Barley Day breakfast, and taking part in the Carstairs Crazy Christmas. Membership expanded from around 40 members to more than 60 in 2024, he said. "We are always looking for more members," he said. "We hope to maintain or grow our membership this year." Carstairs is seeing lots of new home and commercial space construction these days, which should help the local economy, he said. "Things are looking positive in Carstairs," he said. The chamber plans to continue to work closely with the town of Carstairs in 2025, he said. As well as Smith, the 2025 Chamber of Commerce Board includes Vice President Amanda Sewell from Stellar Theory and Secretary Katie Abrams from Countrystone Landscaping. Jennifer Smith is the Director of Social Media. On its latest website update, the Carstairs and Community Chamber of Commerce says, "Communication and collaboration are highly valued by its membership. We listen to the challenges and opportunities brought forward by our network of business leaders and advocate on their behalf," officials said. "Our recommendations are solution-based and shared with municipal, provincial, and federal governments. We are committed to impactful action that is in the best interest of our business community across all industries."